Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. You're talking Illini on TalkZone. Now back to Boz and Mr. G.
We're back talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. Last show of the year, our 19th show in our inaugural season. Happy holidays, everybody. We hope Santa was good to you all. Our guest for another 20 minutes or so, we're very thankful for him taking some time with us, is Brad Sturdy from Rivals, really giving us the lowdown on recruiting. I hope the fans love it. I love it, Brad. It's just an exciting time, I think, for Illini basketball. You know, I was reminding people that before you came on, according to one of the preseason publications, that, you know, we had one of the best stretches of any Big Ten program. Nearly everything went wrong last year, but prior to that, and people didn't think that after the Final Four we'd make it back to the tournament, but we did for 2 years before a blip in the radar last year, and I think if all things go pretty well, we'll make it this year and, you know, many, many years to come down the road, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year, it's. I don't think a lot of people expected an NCAA tournament bid prior to the season, but at 12-1 right now, they've got a great shot. They're definitely on the NCAA radar. I haven't seen the polls that came out yet today, but I assume they're probably going to be, you know, at least near the top 25 in most of the polls. And so, you know, they're definitely on the watch list, and if they can have a quality Big Ten schedule season, you know, 9-9, 10-8 or better, then they're definitely, I think 10-8 will get them in. 9-9 would probably be on the bubble and need to win a game in the Big Ten tournament or something, but, you know, it probably depends on a lot on how the other teams do as well, but they're definitely in the mix.
Yeah. We got a caller here, caller Bruce, we're going to bring in asking about sleeper recruits. So you want to punch him in, Dave? Let's have Bruce ask his question to Brad.
Brad, first thing I must say is you're the best in the business, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Bruce, where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Houston. Oh, man, beautiful. How'd you hear about us?
I've been an Illini fan for quite a while. I'm still following Illinois as much as possible, even though I'm here in the Lone Star State.
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for finding us, and thanks for giving us a call. Ask your question to Brad.
Well, first, I need to make sure that his marriage is okay. As much as that guy is out and about.
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah, I got a good wife. That's one of the keys, you know.
That's what keeps him going. He's never home.
Yeah, Brad. Honestly, like I said, you're the best in the business. It was great hanging out with you that little bit down there in South Padre. More than anything, I just wanted to say that I admire Brad for not only giving a lot of scoop and things like that, but just he has a lot of integrity and doesn't try to steer kids anyway, and that's very refreshing for a person who kind of is in charge of a website.
Bruce, you're absolutely right. We thank you for calling. Brad, any comments on that? As to, you know, that leads me to something I want to say. Tell the fans, like, a little bit about you. I know that this is only a part-time gig for you, right? You're a teacher?
Yeah, I'm a teacher. I coach basketball for a while. I've been an athletic director. I've done a lot of those things, you know, with regards to sports, coach baseball. I've done a lot of things around athletics, and now I spend most of my time coaching my kids' teams. So when I'm not doing chasing Illinois basketball and Illinois basketball recruiting, so it's a fun. I enjoy it, obviously, or else I wouldn't be doing it. But it's a lot of fun.
Bruce, do you have Bruce is gone, but we thank Bruce for calling from Houston, Texas. That's exciting that we've branched out and talking Illini with the help of Rivals and some of the other forums. We branched out to all the Illini fans across the country, across, around the world, and it's exciting to get calls like that. Brad, Bruce asked about, recruiting sleepers, and this leads to something I wanted to ask about. With all the boatload of talent we have in the state, I'm still looking for like maybe one guy a year or one guy every other year to complement those guys. You know, maybe a big skyscraper, athletic guy that could go with all of our wings and guards. I know there's a kid being talked about in the Indianapolis area. Tell us a little bit about him. I think his name is Chandler. And is there anyone else like that that maybe is on the Illini radar?
Michael Chandler's a 6'10 kid. He goes to Lawrence North. He's a sophomore. He plays, splits time between JV and varsity. Of course, Lawrence North has about, I want to say they have 6 or 7 kids that are 6'7 or bigger on their varsity squad. So they're bringing him along slowly. He's about 6'10. He's a good athlete. He's getting better and better. Illinois has been in on him for quite some time, recruiting him. I'm actually planning, depending on how things go, I should see him play, depending on making sure he's going to be there and everything, the day after the Purdue game on December 31st. So hopefully I'll have some reports from him after that.
Terrific, terrific. Let's quickly go to the 2012-2013 class. Mitch from Barry has asked about, and then we'll get into the squad. 2012, we touched upon, tell us a little bit about Drummond is a big name in Peoria and some of the other 2012 kids.
Of course, Antonio Bobo Drummond, Peoria Central, same school that DJ Richardson attended up until this year. He's also Jarence Howard's old high school, so he's a kid that Illinois has been in on for quite some time, extremely gifted point guard. There are some other guards. There's some other kids. T.J. Bell, a kid from Charleston, is a 6'7 forward, really, really good player. He's definitely a kid to keep an eye on. He's already been on campus. Then you got a kid from North Chicago who plays for Dickie Simpkins AAU program, Team NLP, named Aaron Simpson, who is he's a little guard. He's about 5'10", but just one of those kids. He's got it. He's definitely a special talent. Definitely a kid to watch. I think when you talk about big guys, I think Illinois is looking to find big guys. The problem with finding big guys is sometimes the kids who end up being the 6'9", 6'10 athletes are 6'5 athletes when they're a freshman and then they grow. And so it's so early with that group, sometimes it's hard to find them until later. So you make sure you make inroads with those coaches, with those staffs, with those kids and their families and so forth, and then you just kind of see what happens with their development.
Good point. Speaking of inroads, and this will lead to the 2013 class, I want to make a statement now. You know, coaches get a lot of criticism or there's a lot of debate about, you know, recruiting these kids at such an early age. And, I guess you can't go back and forth, but I happened to walk into a gym last spring where there was a clinic going on for, at the time, 7th graders. And it was a gym that's run by an AAU program. And these kids, even though they travel around and play and they are seen by college coaches, they have never been – this was the first time they were on the floor with college coaches being coached as part of a clinic. And it made a very good impression on these kids. And I think there is something for being the first or one of the first ones in to contact these kids to eventually, get them even 3-4 years down the road. That and the fact that these kids now are going to be watching the Jeremy Richmonds and Crandall Heads and Brandon Pauls and DJ Richardsons of the world, just like those guys were watching Dee and Darren and Luther. So, I'm not that adverse to the coaches, within the rules, recruiting and running clinics for these young kids.
No, I think if you don't do it, then someone else will. It's one of those things. It's not against the rules to do things like that. It's also good. I mean, it's good PR for your program, even if it doesn't involve recruiting. I mean, getting out and meeting people, being seen, seeing people, one thing about, we talked about this, the Illinois assistant coaches are very personable with fans, and Jarence Howard's kind of taken that to a new level since he came on, and so much energy, and I think kids feed off of that stuff, and you get those. Sometimes kids have perceptions of what a coach is like, and then when they meet him, they find out maybe it's different. Maybe it's the same thing with people, and I think that's been a huge thing for Illinois to get into kids. They actually know Coach Weber or Coach Howard or Coach Price or Coach McClain, And so they don't have any, you know, they know him. So anything anyone says about him, they say, well, I already know him. So it's not a, you know, you can't be negative with him. So I think that's another positive. And getting them comfortable around you so that you can have a positive relationship with them is definitely important. I know that even kids that sometimes have committed to other schools or Illinois is not even recruiting will still, you know, call the coaches and or text the coaches different things just to get, you know, to get input or whatever. So it's definitely a thing that you want to have that positive relationship with people all around the state of Illinois.
And two of the kids that were at this clinic, one is a kid named Alex Foster, and another is a name is Tom Hamilton, who people remember his father from King High School many years ago. So those are two kids in what's supposed to be a pretty talented 2013 class also, which I guess makes these kids eighth graders now. Tell us what you know about these kids and anyone else in that class.
Well, I mean, I think they're obviously really good players. Alex Foster is 6'7". I've seen him play a couple times. He's extremely gifted. Tommy Hamilton is a bigger 6'8". I think he looks like he's going to get bigger. Probably be near 7 foot, I would guess. He's just got a tremendous build. He's a kid that those are both kids that are going to be, I would guess, high major prospects. I know it's hard to say that when they're only in eighth grade, but they're kids that you have to get in and get a good relationship if you want to get them, you know, 2 or 3 years from now.
Great. Now, we got a few more minutes before you got to run, and we thank you greatly for your time. Brad, we have Brad Sturdy from Rivals talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. If you want to jump in, give us a call at 888-463-6748. I want to ask you again how Stan Simpson's doing in practice, and is he going to surprise people next year when he starts playing?
I think Stan's, you know, it's going to be hard for him to break in the mix next year because everyone in the front court will be back. I think you're looking at a couple years down the road for him. I think the talent is evident. There are times in practice he looks really good. There are times when he looks like a freshman trying to figure everything out. So, you know, just kind of we'll see. I think he's got the athletic ability. He's got the body to put on some weight. I think he's going to be a – he's definitely a kid that's going to be a good player for Illinois before he's done. It's just a matter of him, you know, learning. And I think he's got a great disposition, too. He's an extremely funny kid, neat kid to be around. So I think as he develops himself physically and learns how to play a little bit, you know, at the college level, you know, the speed of the game and so forth, he's going to be a good one.
As it stands now, let me rephrase it. If it stands now, one person is going to have to leave the program, either going to the NBA or transferring or not making grades, for us to sign the 3/20/10 kids, Richmond Head and Leonard. You know, speculation, Cole's not seeing a lot of time, he might be a transfer. Just in general, what is your thought about that?
Well, they'll sign next fall. No one would have to leave then because they could oversign by one. And then after
right,
that,
the July, I believe July of the following year.
It's actually they can have more. It'll be up until the first day of practice in October of 2010.
Oh, okay.
So that's when they have to have the number of scholarships. So there's so much that can happen between now and then. I think, you know, obviously something could happen. It could be a transfer. It could be a kid going to the NBA. You just don't know. I think it's you can't really speculate right now. It's just it's something that will obviously work itself out. It happens in virtually every program across the country, and you know, you have a choice. You know, you can either do that. It could be, you know, a kid not taking a fifth year too. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen between now and then.
Right. You know, there's been information written, speculation about DJ Richardson and his grades and his test scores. Do you feel like that's not going to be a problem? He will be qualified?
I think DJ thinks he's going to make it. I think he's I know he took the test. I haven't heard a score or anything from him or if he's officially made it, but I think he's doing a real good thing out at Finley Prep. They're working very hard, and he's working with him, and he's working very hard, so I think he's going to be I think he'll be successful.
And to your knowledge, the other three are in good stead. They've qualified already, Paul, Bertrand, Griffey?
Well, they'll qualify when they graduate, make sure they get all the core classes. But, yeah, I don't see it being an issue for any of those three guys for sure.
And finally, Brad, I want to ask you about Myers-Leonard. He kind of relatively new on the scene, blew up, as they say, over the summer. I guess he's like a top 50 recruiter, close to it. And I haven't seen him play. I've seen some pictures, and I see, first of all, his read, you know, sometimes he's 6'9", sometimes he's 6'10", sometimes he's 6'11". But what I like what I see in pictures is that he already looks a lot bigger, stronger than Tisdale. How tall is he, and compare his game to Tisdale at this age, and do you see him maybe ultimately becoming better than a Tisdale?
Well, Myers is 6'11". I just talked to him 2 days ago. He's a the difference between comparing he and Tisdale is a little bit different. I think Tisdale is more of a scorer. I mean, he scored in high school in large and big numbers. You know, he can shoot it really well. And Myers is very skilled as well, probably not to the level of Tisdale, but Myers is, it runs the floor better. He's a little more athletic, a little bit more of a, in a James Augustine type mold where he can really run the floor, get up and down, and do things like that. I think, you know, it's hard to say what level they'll be at when he gets there. He does have the frame that looks like he can put on some nice weight, and, you know, before he even gets to Illinois, he told me 6'11", 210, so you're looking at a kid if he can get to, you know, even 225 or so by the time he gets there, you'll have a chance to be in the mix. And the good news for him is that he doesn't have to come in as a freshman and isn't going to be asked to do a lot. He'll be, you know, he can develop a little bit because when he's a freshman, you'll have kids like Tisdale and Davis and Simpson and Griffey and people like that ahead of him.
Great. That's a tremendous amount of information, Brad. It's been a lot of fun. We'll definitely get you on another few weeks down the road. Maybe another domino will drop on the 2011 class. Things are really looking up for Bruce Weber's program, and I think Illini Nation is really buzzing and exciting. And hopefully we can, stay at the 500 mark in conference, maybe with a little luck, 10-8, and certainly get into the tournament, win a game or two there, and really set the table for the next few years.
Yeah, I think everyone hopes so.
Great. And now you're pulling up to Pontiac. You're going to see Warren in an hour or so and Waukegan later in the day. Is that correct?
Yep, that's the plan. So I'll have reports on our Orange and Blue News later tonight. And, of course, then tomorrow's the big game with Purdue.
Absolutely. Awesome. Say hello to my friends Cliff and Linda Paul for me. And have a great day, great rest of the week covering the high school hoops as well as the Purdue game tomorrow. Brad Sturdy's been our guest from Rivals.com. Brad, to your family, a happy, healthy new year. Thanks again, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Take care. That was Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com, giving us everything we want to know about Illini Hoops, the current squad, the recruiting. He's the go-to guy, that's for sure. We're going to take a break in a moment and come back, talk about the Purdue and Michigan games coming up, and we hope to corral Mike Flaherty, the coach of Mount Carmel, Tracy Abrams' coach. You're listening to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You make plans for just about everything, for the weekend, for the vacation, for your daughter's wedding. But have you created a financial plan for the rest of your life? Now may be the perfect time to do it. AXA, Financial Protection. For more information, call Stephen King, Financial Consultant, 847-291-3669. That's 847-291-3669. Securities and investment advisory services offered through AXA Advisors, LLC, 212-314-4600. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to 5 vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. RizzaCars.com.
The award-winning Sun Tracker Swivel Beach Chair is the only folding beach chair that swivels a complete 360 degrees. So whether you're basking in the sun or just watching the kids, you'll never need to get up to adjust to the optimal position. It's lightweight and folds to only 6 inches wide, so it's perfect for the beach, tailgate parties, sporting events, and more. Anywhere you take a folding chair, you'll want to take the Sun Tracker. To learn more or to order yours today, visit suntracker.com. Or call 888-786-8725. Sun Tracker, the ultimate swivel beach chair. A proud sponsor of Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Check it out at suntracker.com.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
Would you leave $1 million alone in your car? Of course not. So why leave behind the most precious cargo of all, your children? Unfortunately, millions of adults do this every day. Leaving children unattended in a vehicle can lead to injuries, abductions, heat stroke, even death. Thousands of these preventable tragedies happen every year, and one is too many. Contact Kids in Cars on the web at kidsincars.org. Never leave a child alone in or around a vehicle.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, back to Talking Illini on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Boz and Mr. G.
Just Boz today. Mr. G vacationing for this week and next. Next week, we hope to have Gail Fisher from Comcast SportsNet in the studio, co-hosting with me. We'll try to confirm that later in the week, and we'll let you know. Gail is a proud alum of the U of I, and we've spoken with her, and if there's no emergencies over at Comcast, she'll be with us next week, so you'll definitely want to listen to the show then. Happy holidays, everyone, from Boz and Mr. G. Happy New Year's. Be safe the next few days. What do you think about our basketball team? 12-1. Is it inflated because of not so great competition, although the RPI number is fairly high, fairly strong? Is it false hope? Do you think we'll be able to achieve a 500 record, better or worse in conference? Give us a call, 888-463-6748. Or email us at talkingillini@yahoo.com. Let's talk about the season so far, where we're at and where we're going. Mitch has a question about the Purdue game. Boz, do you think the Illini would be able to out-rebound Purdue and limit their second-chance points? In my opinion, rebounding is huge in Big Ten games. Mitch, you're absolutely right, and that's a great interesting question, and as I was preparing for the show, I was pulling some stats, and interesting enough, Purdue is being out-rebounded by their opponents, not by much, you know, 1.5 to 2, but this was a bit surprising to me, and also gave me a little more hope for the ball game. Now, when the season started, this game was an automatic loss, no doubt about it. However, now, this game and every other conference game until proven otherwise, but as we sit here now on December, what is it, 29th, every game is winnable. We're not going to win every game, of course, but this Purdue game, you know, it's a tough place to play. Sometimes we've played well there, sometimes we haven't. But all the, you know, tomorrow's game is winnable in my mind. And yes, rebounding will be very, very important. And along with that, you know, let's look at our big guys. Tisdale is averaging about 4.75 rebounds a game. Mike Davis is leading with 7.8 or so. But as I said earlier, you know, someone like Semerau, he might not have the stats on paper, but he's doing good things when he's in the ball game. And he might not get a rebound, but he might screen a guy so that opponent wouldn't get the rebound either, and it would allow another one of his teammates to get a rebound. So it's going to be a hard-fought battle, no doubt. You know, I like to see, and I can't wait for the future with all these guards coming in, I like to see, you know, pressure all over the court, make the offense, you know, get them out of what they want to run, make them take too much time and throw up a difficult one as the shot clock is winding down. And that would allow us, hopefully, also then to keep them at one shot, us get the rebounds, and us will push the ball up court. We do much better when McCamey's pushing the ball up court and guys are filling the lanes and we're getting easier shots than as we're walking up and trying to get into the half-court motion set. I noticed that looking at the tapes of both, you know, compare the Missouri game to yesterday's game when we're walking the ball up, that's when we have a little more difficult time. Illini Nation, I told you that we probably would hear from Mr. G beyond the opening, and here he is live from the Syrian border, it says. I hope you're okay, Mr. G. There's stuff going on. I don't know. Okay, well, hopefully he'll call back, and we'll put him on. You know, I have to finish my thoughts. You know, when he sits in this chair, he cuts everyone off and goes right to the, you know, he never listens to talk radio, obviously, because people wait and wait and wait and wait. I've waited for, you know, I've driven from Champaign to Chicago waiting to get on some of the big stations. But you're out there, Mr. G, listening. Call back. We'll take you right away now. But getting back to Mitch's point with the Purdue game, you know, I'm looking at the front lines. This is going to be a great game, and great game for a few more years because, you know, the majority of players are sophomores here. This is going to be a tremendous rivalry. And, you know, looking at the matchups, you know, Hummel, who's our Hummel? Maybe Hummel versus Mike Davis. You know, I don't know if you compare Juwan Johnson with Tisdale, but those are the centers. And, you know, Etuan Moore, I would suspect that Frazier will start out on him, and we'll go from there. What's going to be very interesting in my mind once the conference season starts next week is Meacham. Traditionally, Meacham has had terrific November and Decembers, and not necessarily disappears when the conference starts, but certainly has a more difficult time scoring and contributing. Right now, Meacham and McCamey lead the team with 12.2 points per game. Davis is right behind at 12.1 and Tisdale 11.6. We're going to, hopefully this year, because of McCamey and because Frazier actually is shooting close to 50%, I want to say. Let me double check this. Chester Frazier is shooting 45%. So considering he's shooting much better and McCamey has been known to play in big games, and hopefully Legion will get on track, this will make it a little easier for Meacham to have a better conference season than he has in the past. We're going to take a call now from Greg, who is in Buffalo, New York. Man, we had Houston, now we have Buffalo, New York. Talking Illini is just spreading like wildfire across the country, across the world. Greg, welcome in from Buffalo, New York to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Boz.
How are you today, Greg?
I'm doing great. How's it going along without Mr. G?
It's going great. He's going to be upset. He just called, and by the time we got to him, he disappeared. So he'll probably, you know, blame that on me, but that's how it goes. I had to finish my thought before I could let him jump in.
I understand.
So, how's Buffalo, New York these days?
It's the same weather as you.
Yeah.
It's warm. It's 40 degrees and sunny today.
Wow. Okay.
All the snow has been melted.
So you're not playing any outdoor hockey there or anything?
No, but I did go to the Sabres game this past week.
Terrific. Who'd they play?
The Islanders.
Okay. Let's talk Illini. What's on your mind?
So where do you feel, you know, they've done everything they could, basically, as the basketball team. You know, the schedule was before them. They've done, you know, one loss. It was by only a couple points. You know, they couldn't have done much better. What do you expect going forward? What is your prediction now?
Well, you know, Mr. G and I went over this a couple weeks ago, and I'd like to think at the very worst we're going to be 500, and that'll get us into the tournament. But if we play well, we could be above 500. You know, Mitch just emailed us and asked about tomorrow's game, and one of the first things I said thinking about it was, you know, the beginning of the season, this was an automatic loss, but no more. I mean, if we play well, we have a chance of winning this game and winning most other games, too, until something else, you know, happens and says differently from us. If we come to play hard, play our game. There hasn't been a team in the conference in my mind, including, you know, if you had to pick one, I'd probably pick Michigan State. But other than that, and, you know, Purdue, people say, is right behind them. But Purdue hasn't blown me away as being so potentially dominant to the point where, you know, we have no chance at all. So I would say right now Michigan State might be a little head and shoulder above everyone else. After that, it's a crapshoot. And Ohio State lost a player for 10 weeks, Leidy, and they lost a big game at home yesterday I don't know if it was yesterday or Saturday, to West Virginia, an unranked West Virginia team by 20 points. So there's no one really that is, you know, head and shoulders, other than potentially Michigan State, that really scares the heck out of me. Again, if we play our game, I think we could be in most games, and maybe we'll learn something from last year where we were in most games but couldn't win them. Maybe we'll win them this year. Maybe it'll be like last year's football team that will creep up and surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that this, you know, first week, if we split 1-1, I'll be very happy.
Well, and I think that's the prevailing viewpoint from most of Illini Nation. And after that, we have a home game with Indiana and a home game with Michigan. So, again, I'm looking on this at the schedule now. We only play Iowa. The two teams we only play once are Iowa and Northwestern, I believe. And the Northwestern game could be tricky. That's at Northwestern. I would rather have them at home, the Iowa games at home. But, I'd feel better if we had to play Iowa at Iowa and Northwestern at home. But it is what it is. But, you know, again, everybody at Minnesota is going to think that they can win most of their home games and pick up a few on the road. Wisconsin, although they haven't been impressive, they certainly are, you know, solid, steady program and are usually there at the end. Michigan's played much better probably than they expected. And but there's no reason why we can't be in the top echelon of the conference come beginning of March and conference tournament time. Don't you think?
How about Legion? I think we yes, my goal is to make the tournament by hook or by crook at this point.
Right.
And we can be better than 500.
Legion's off to a slow start. I would have liked to seen him, do a little better. But again, it's a good thing that we don't have to rush him in there, and there's not a lot of pressure on him. And as I said a few moments ago, we will need him to emerge and put in some meaningful minutes and score maybe 6 to 10 points a game, only for the fact to take some pressure off of Meacham, I think. You know, Meacham's had, again, a terrific non-conference, but when we get into the conference, things change and his production usually falls off. I think if McCamey can keep playing the way he does in big games Frazier, who's had his best year, obviously, to date, if he could keep playing the way he is, he has. And Meacham, or Legion, rather, can emerge as a solid contributor. That'll make things a little easier for Meacham to continue what he's been doing, which has been contributing mightily to the cause right up there with the leading scores.
Right. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Buffalo. We've got to take a break. We're going to hopefully have Mike Flaherty, Tracy Abrams, head coach, on in a few minutes. Have a safe New Year, Greg. Thanks for calling. Yep. Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. And we'll talk to you next week, maybe.
Sounds great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. That was Greg from Buffalo calling Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. You can call us at 888-463-6748 or email us a question or thought or at talkingillini@yahoo.com. Is there a subject you want to hear? Is there a person you want to hear interviewed? Let us know. talkingillini@yahoo.com. We're going to take one more break. And then coming back after the break, hopefully we'll have Mike Flaherty, the head coach of Mount Carmel High School, on. That would be Tracy Abrams' high school coach. You're listening to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Step back in time when going out for dinner meant something really special. Step into Wildfire, a steak and chop house with the aura of a 1940s dinner club. Private and semi-private rooms offer a variety of options for any social or business event. Order from our supper club menu served family style. Try our horseradish crusted filet mignon or Wildfire's delicious cedar plank salmon. Dine at any of our 8 Wildfire restaurant locations. Visit us on the web at wildfirerestaurant.com to find the location nearest you.
You find the car you want at RizzoCars.com. RizzoCars.com.
It's true. You will find the car you want at RizzoCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans available online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's so fast and so easy. RizzoCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle, compare up to 5 vehicles at once, access new vehicle reviews, take a new car video test drive. RizzoCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing, which helps to make your purchase simple and fast. Shop 13 new car franchises, including Ford, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, Lincoln, Mercury, Acura, Porsche, Kia, Hummer, and Saab. So if you're tired and frustrated of driving from dealer to dealer, just remember,
you find the car you want at RizzoCars.com.
Hey, this is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now back to Talking Illini on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Boz and Mr. G.
Welcome back to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. Monday, December 29th, 2008, our 19th show in our inaugural year. And we'll be back for our first one of 09, 1 week from now, with special co-host Gail Fisher of Comcast Sports Net filling in for Mr. G, as only she will be able to. If you want to talk to Mike Flaherty, Tracy Abrams head coach, at give us a call, 888-463-6748. Mount Carmel won a game this morning in the Pekin tournament, I believe. Let's bring in now a warm welcome and thanks for joining us to the head coach of the Mount Carmel Caravan men's basketball squad, Mike Flaherty. Mike, how are you today?
Okay. I'm okay, thanks.
Okay, you won a ball game this morning. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we got off to a pretty good start, and then we seemed to be kind of stuck in the mud the rest of the game. We ended up winning, but I don't think we played particularly well the rest of the day.
It's tough playing that early in the morning, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I might have screwed up, too. I probably drove, you know, we thought we'd be able to get here in time, but it looked like we were still half asleep and, you know, running in sand most of the game. So
you went this morning as opposed to last night?
Coming in here last night, yeah. So.
And who's your next opponent tomorrow?
Washington. Play Washington from Peoria.
And that's another early game?
Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock game, right.
And who might you head up with in the other side of the bracket in the semis or the finals?
Well, below us, you got Rockford Boylan is pretty good, and Peoria Ridgewoods is pretty good. And then, you know, actually, that part of the bracket looks, you know, like it's got most of the better teams. Their Limestone is, I guess, number one in the tournament there in the bottom bracket with Morton.
Okay, now before we talk about some of your ball players, of course, Illini Nation wants to know as much as they can about Tracy Abrams, who verbally committed last week to Bruce Weber's program. Tell us a little bit about Mike Flaherty, how long you've been at Mount Carmel, a little bit about your coaching career.
This is my third year at Mount Carmel. I was at Thorn Ridge for 22 years before that, and at Mendel Catholic for 9 years before that. So, and then I was an assistant at St. Rita for a couple of years, so it's about 35 years.
Oh, wow. So you followed those great Thorn Ridge teams. You started, like, right after those, probably, huh?
Yeah, the year before I got it, they were a little down. They only won, like, five games that year. But we had pretty good success after that.
Yeah, I can't do the math, but I remember the Quinn Buckner teams from Thorn Ridge. That was a little before you got there, obviously.
Yeah, that was. I didn't get there until 84. Those Buckner teams were in the early 70s.
Right. Okay. Now tell us, Illini Nation wants to know about Tracy Abrams. The word is that he's a pure point guard, and that's kind of a phrase of the day because, you know, to me, I like my point guards being able to score also. But tell us a little bit about Tracy. Let's start with his game. Tell us about his game, ball handling skills, shooting skills, passing skills, defense, et cetera.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you've maybe seen him a little bit because although he is a true point guard, he can score. I mean, he's physically very strong. He can get to the basket and get a shot up. But he sees the floor real well, and he's able to pass through defenses. Sometimes he's a little too good for the players on our team, and we're trying to get him to kind of recognize his teammates' limitations. He makes good passes that maybe sometimes aren't resulting in baskets because the kids receiving them aren't quite as good enough to catch him, I guess.
And I'm sorry. And tell us about Tracy. Well, first of all, did you know of him before he walked through the Mount Carmel doors freshman year?
Or? A summer camp. And, you know, in Chicago, you know where the good players are.
Right. And you can recruit, can't you, to some degree in your league?
Well, they call it recruiting. They call it marketing. But, yeah, he was in the camp, so we got a chance to see him. And, you know, he was interested in, you know, and Mount Carmel's not for everybody. I mean, it has, you know, kind of rigorous academic standards and discipline, you know, that a lot of the other schools in the city don't have. So, you know, our experience has been that, you know, kids that really don't want to be there don't flourish the way they might.
And tell us a little bit about Tracy, the person off the basketball court.
You know what, for one of those kids who's, you know, one of the top five, whatever he is, you know, players or whatever, he's really level-headed, kind of a humble, you know, kid. He's not real cocky or arrogant the way some of the kids get when they've, you know, been through all that AAU circuit and that kind of stuff. So, you know, he's really a pleasure to coach.
And it sounds like he's got a great personality and is assuming the role of a Pied Piper in a way, talking to other kids in the city that are sophomores that the U of I is looking at and recruiting also. Do you talk to Tracy about any of those kinds of things?
No, I don't think that's my place to try to get him to recruit other kids. I think his personality is, he is a very outgoing, you know, easy to like kid, and I think, you know, other kids kind of gravitate towards him. But that's his personality. I don't think he wants to be in that position. You know, I think he'd like to get some of the good players to come with him, but I think he also recognizes, you know, more the job of the Illinois coaches than it is, you know, him to try to convince those guys to come down there.
And what role, if any, did you play in the recruiting process, either communicating with Coach Weber and his staff or Tracy confiding in you, in his family, confiding in you for advice? Give us a little insight on maybe, you know, when the process started with the U of I and Tracy a year or so ago and how it transpired.
they were involved with him going back to the, you know, state tournament last year when he finally started to, you know, he was kind of a part-time player last year, and, you know, he started getting more minutes as we moved into the tournament, and, you know, we knew what he could do, but, you know, he really didn't get the minutes to show everybody else what he could do. So Illinois had been recruiting him from that time on. In terms of, you know, Tracy's he's a pretty bright kid. I don't think he needs to be persuaded one way or the other. I think he can make a pretty informed decision. He has some real good people around him to give him advice. All I was just kind of a liaison, you know, just to, you know, make sure the messages were getting to him and that type of stuff. You know, he made his own decision based on what he felt was best for him.
Did he ever, just out of curiosity, come into your office one day and say, "Coach, what do you think I should do?"
No. And like I said, I didn't think it was my place to push him one way or the other. I just said, you know, you just have to think this through. And when you think you want to do something, you know, then we'll communicate that to whoever it is that you've made that decision about.
Terrific. Now, you've got a freshman ball player named Malcolm Hill Bay who's getting some publicity.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player.
And is he playing full-time on the varsity squad now?
He's not starting, but actually, he played early in the year, he wasn't, and he's missed a couple of practices, which has affected his playing time. But, you know, he's probably our best outside shooter, and he's very good with the ball. So.
And he's a guard also, correct?
He's a what?
He's a guard?
Yeah, he's a guard, too. So a lot of times in fact, both Tracy and Malcolm at Thanksgiving made the all-tournament team at Lane Tech. We're in that tournament. So.
Great. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Good luck in your game tomorrow and the rest of the tournament down there in Pekin and the rest of the season back up here when you come back and get your conference league games going, and certainly we'll be following you here at Talkin' Illini and following Tracy, and wish you a great, happy, and healthy new year.
I appreciate that. Same to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. That was Mike Flaherty, the head coach of the Mount Carmel Caravan basketball squad, Tracy Abrams' head coach, and some interesting stuff there in terms of the rigors of Mount Carmel, and it's not for everybody, and it sounds like we got a good one, not only in a ball player, but in a young man who takes his academics seriously and will be a good representative of the University of Illinois. So we're winding down our last show of the year. Again, it's been a terrific start for Talking Illini. We want to thank all the fans who have called and emailed, all of the guests that we've had. Special thanks to, again, Kent Brown of the U of I Sports Information Department, Ed Bond from the Illini Sports Network, who provides us highlights, and we'll start getting those again next week. Hear a little of the highlights, hopefully happy highlights from the Purdue and Michigan games. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. And if you would like to sponsor Talking Illini, again, you could email us at talkingillini@yahoo.com. Or when you go to our show page on the Talk Zone site, you'll see in the right column some headings such as email show host, previous episodes, guest listing, and sponsor this show. And if you hit the sponsor this show, you'll find some very basic, simple, general information on what it takes to be a sponsor of Talking Illini. And we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, and we'd like to give them one final thank you for the new year. Joe Rizza Auto Dealerships, RizzaCars.com, Wildfire Restaurants, Steaks, Chops, and Seafood, WildfireRestaurant.com, LPAC Athletic Clubs, LPACOnline.com, Axe Advisors, AxeOnline.com, Stephen King in Northbrook, Illinois, 847-291-3669, Greg Fisher, Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, Greg'sHouses.com, Greg at 847-681-4173, and suntracker.com, the ultimate swivel beach chair, Suntracker chairs. Of course, also thanks to TalkZone, Chris Whitting and Dave Olson. And we're looking forward to starting out 2009 next week, hopefully talking about two conference victories against Purdue and Michigan, getting off to a good start there. Again, if you want to hear discuss certain topics or hear certain people, let us know. We've had a nice list, and on their show page, guest listings, if you want to go back and hear some of the archived versions, those are available to you as well. This show is developed for the fans to talk. We all like to read the chat board. Some like to write back more than others. It's somewhat time-consuming. For me, it's easier to spend a couple hours talking to Illini Nation, so that's what we do. And it's been a pleasure for 2008. We'll be back next Monday, first show of the year, 2009. Thank you for calling. Thank you for emailing. Thank you for listening. This is Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. Happy New Year, everybody, and we'll see you in 2009.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to five vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com.
Hey, Illini fans. Looking to win in the game of real estate? There's never been a better time to buy a new home. Interest rates are low, there are plenty of homes to choose from, and ultimately real estate is a great investment. Greg Fisher of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is experienced, professional, and dedicated. As your realtor, Greg can help you find the perfect new home. Contact Greg today at 847-681-4173 or learn more at gregshouses.com. Buy or sell with the man who knows his X's and O's. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT LLC.